AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Early Republican frontrunner Ben Carson says in a statement he doesn't see a political path forward following his poor showing in yesterday's Super Tuesday contest. While not explicitly saying he's ending his campaign, Carson did say he will skip tomorrow's GOP debate in Detroit, and will talk about his future in a speech plan for Friday. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the challenge of a Texas law that requires abortion clinic doctors to have admitting privileges at local hospitals and for the clinics to meet standards for outpatient surgical centers. Amy Hagstrom-Miller, chief executive of Whole Women's Health, says it's designed to shut down clinics.
This law is cruel and it is harsh, and it does nothing to advance medical health for women.
Texas Solicitor General Scott Keller argued the state's case before the court.
This case is not about overturning Roe versus Wade. The issue in this case is, can Texas enact valid patient regulations that improve safety?
A Virginia man avoids a possible death sentence by pleading guilty to first-degree murder and abduction in the slayings of two college students. Jesse Leroy Matthew Jr. has been sentenced to four life terms for the murders of 18-year-old University of Virginia student Hannah Graham and 20-year-old Virginia Tech student Morgan Harrington. Her mother, Gil Harrington, is satisfied.
This plea agreement will allow our family to redirect energy into healing and recovery.
Oklahoma City police say Aubrey McClendon, a former natural gas company CEO indicted yesterday on bid rigging charges, has been killed in a fiery single car crash. Police say they don't know yet if the crash was intentional. The 56-year-old McClendon was the only person in a sport utility vehicle when it slammed into a concrete bridge pillar this morning. The Dow is up 33. This is AP Radio News. U.S. officials say the military is holding a top Islamic State leader after his capture by American special forces in Iraq. Sagar Magani with details.
Officials say they believe the man, who has been held about 2 to 3 weeks, is the first significant Islamic State leader the U.S. has captured in Iraq. They say he was grabbed by what the Pentagon calls an expeditionary targeting force. The U.S. Central Command would not confirm the capture.
One of the goals of the ETF is to capture ISIL leaders.
Colonel Pat Ryder, a CENTCOM spokesman, says only that any captured leaders would be detained short term. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Electronic cigarettes, just like their tobacco cousins, have been banned on any domestic or foreign airline flying to, from, or within the United States. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the rule will protect passengers from unwanted exposure to the aerosol fumes in the confines of an aircraft cabin. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.